And what were their thoughts about the situation in general at that point?
I think they were told at home that he had metastatic disease of the liver, that occasionally this is something that can be managed surgically. I think in the community, if you had a 55 or 60-year-old gentleman with a single focus of metastatic disease of the liver, they wouldn't necessarily show up at MD Anderson. But because of his age, I think there was a reluctance in his local area to think about hepatic resection. His lesion may have been something that could have been ablated. That's not typically our style if we have the option to resect.
If we have, Steve Curley doesn't much like ablation, I guess.
I think the data is trending towards if you can choose between ablation and resection, resection is always more appropriate.
So is that what you recommended to him?
So what was recommended is let's try some chemotherapy first. So he took about 6 cycles of FOLFOX.
And in giving him the chemo, now he already was surgically resectable, correct?
His primary was already out when it came to
cyst. I'm talking about the hepatic met.
Correct.
But yet, instead of taking it out, you went ahead and gave him systemic therapy. What was your reasoning there?
We like to see what the biology does. We know from the group in France, René Adam, that it helps predict at least how patients will do. So patients who are responding to chemotherapy when they go for hepatic resection do best. Patients progressing when they go for hepatic surgery do worse.
And would you have done the same thing if he was 55?
Yes.
So he got FOLFOX or FOLFOX Bev?
He did not get Bev. I think we were a little concerned with his age that we didn't necessarily. Again, this was resectable disease. It was more about let's see what the biology is. So he did 2 or 3 months of FOLFOX, did well with that, did have some nice tumor reduction.
Tolerated therapy okay?
Fine, no problems. Had surgery, took a little longer than average to recover. I mean, typically, we will give more on the back end of the surgery. Now, this is an area, Neil, that I think we as a group are still struggling with, in the sense that if somebody's had FOLFOX on the front end of hepatic surgery, should they get FOLFOX on the back end or should they get FOLFIRI on the back end?
What about Bev on the back end?
Again, part of that is whether they got it on the front end. We were not comfortable giving this patient Bev.
But again, just because of age.
Right.
So if he'd been 55?
He would get FOLFOX Bev or FOLFIRI Bev. I mean, we have a protocol right now that we are looking at FOLFIRI Bev. But if we got that person to the point of saying hepatic resection, we would likely use the Bev on the back end. We're pretty comfortable with starting it back 4 weeks after surgery. On the front end, we stop at 6 weeks before the surgery, typically give one more dose of their FOLFOX or FOLFIRI about 4 weeks before surgery. So we try to time it out that you get about week minus 6 from surgery, FOLFOX Bev, FOLFIRI Bevy. At week minus 4, you get just the FOLFOX or the FOLFIRI without the Bev. You wait the 4 weeks and then you have your surgery.